You've heard the saying, there's only one God. Well, if there's only one God, shouldn't there only be one truth? Or is God schizophrenic and he can't make up his mind? But didn't he give us a mind and intelligence so we could seek the truth? Sometimes in our society, religious tolerance becomes an excuse for not thinking. And when we read about the suffering of Jesus, we are reminded that our faith is in a personal God who came to be with us, who shed real blood, who really died and rose from the dead. But when people hear this, what some of them say goes, well, isn't that quaint? Isn't that cute? That's your truth. That's not mine. Everybody has their own truth. Everybody has their own religion. Can you apply that to any other field of knowledge? Imagine your surgeon saying, well, you know what? Normally people give anesthetic for surgery, but that's their truth. We're going to operate on you without any anesthetic. Or a physicist says, well, normally physics is like this, but I have my own physics. I have my own biology. I have my own chemistry. We would say, didn't God give you a brain? Didn't you study? And people say, how cute. Well, because we read all about the sufferings of Jesus, our faith reminds us our God is real. His suffering was real, but the most important thing is that he did it for love of us. To give us an example, when we are faced with injustice, when we are faced with people who want to do us harm, there is another way that says, I can choose the way of love and forgiveness and freedom and live. So in this society that values so much, everyone having their own truth, and everyone really not confronting each other in a civilized, nice, normal way, I want to read to you the poem, When Christ Came to Birmingham. And that will finish up our sermon for today. When Jesus came to Golgotha, they hanged him on the tree. They drove great nails through his hands and feet and made a Calvary. They crowned him with a crown of thorns, and red were his wounds and deep. For those were crude and cruel days, and human flesh was cheap. When Jesus came to Birmingham, England, they simply passed him by. They would not hurt a hair of him. They only let him die. For men had grown more tender. They would not give him pain. They only passed him down the street and left him in the rain. Still Jesus cried, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." And still it rained the winter rain that drenched him through and through. And the crowds went home and left the streets without a soul to see. And Jesus crouched against the wall and cried for Calvary when at least people cared. Slava Isusu Christo.